Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if I could really quick, I want to bring you over to the fact that we are going to be on December 1st, Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m. We're going to be with the America's Constitutional Sheriff, Richard Max, and that will be in Rapid City, South Dakota. More in particular, Grand Gateway Hotel, 1721 North La Crosse, St. Rapids City, South Dakota. Again, I guess there's ticket rates on this one. I knew not until just as I look down below. Again, we're going to be with that of Richard Max, Sheriff Richard Max in Rapid City, South Dakota on December 1st. We know that there's a Yankton date coming up as well in South Dakota. I believe we're waiting for the confirmation on that tonight. We talked to them this morning. So we're getting more particulars on that. Once that unfolds, then we will release it to you as well again. So just giving you our schedule. If you want to check out the schedule, as a matter of fact, please go over to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go to the top of the page, and you will see us right there. Bradley's schedule. People call and ask, where are you going to be? What are you going to be doing? I'm trying to share that information now so I don't get inundated with the phone calls and the texts and the emails. That's why I'm taking the time to share it with you even now. But it is Bradley's schedule on the top of the page. Bradley's schedule on the top of the page. We're going to be in Minnesota here on November 27th as well. Go ahead and look up Bradley's schedule, and you can find it for yourself. Also, when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, really quick, go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and go ahead and subscribe to the top of the page where we're having to rebuild because of what, as many know, as YouTube has unlawfully did concerning freedom of speech and pulling down our page for exposing COVID for what it really entails. As well, friends, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, also check us out on beforeitsnews.com. Before It's News, we're on the top left side of that page, top left side of that page as well on Before It's News. We're going to be talking about desperate situations, call for desperate measures, and I'm going to get to it really quick here, friends, because I want you to see this, especially if you're on social media platforms. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to remind you as well, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show you what's happening in Australia right now. Again, what the mainstream media means to suppress or censor blatantly. Check this out. This is what's happening in Australia right now. This is what they don't want you to see. And what's happening? Well, we're highlighting the fact that you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and kick back. And it's exactly what's happening in Australia. And we have been talking about this for years, friends, for years. The history of man is they want to push it as far as they can before they retaliate. And I'm going to show you some encouraging news at the end of the show today as well. If you're on social media platforms, great. If not, you're listening to us 153 cities across the country. That's great, too. You'll get the narration. But I wanted to show you, friends, that there's a lot more happening than what they want to lead you about concerning the facts of the matter. And the fact of the matter is the world's in defiance right now. And as I've said before, and I say it again, friends, the people in America are still trying to figure out if they're being told the truth of this time around, and why that is, I know not, but here we are. Folks, when I look at, I'm just going to tee this up real quick before we get to the meat and potatoes of our exposition here today, because I'm going to stick close to the topic, and we'll bring it line upon line, precept upon precept, giving you example after example. But I just kind of want to lay it down right here concerning the premise of who we are as a people and what it is that our forefathers established again over 244 years ago. When you look at the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, remember there was 13 colonies that were used to establish what we have today concerning the 50 states in our union. But isn't it interesting that they started it out? This, in fact, by the way, is Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. These are the architects of the Declaration of Independence. Their slogan is and was, folks, what I have on my shirt right now, which are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And keep in mind, the national slogan that was proposed, friends, is a picture of Moses on the other side of the sea, where they safely made it across, and those that followed him through it, namely Pharaoh and his armies, who were overtaken by the what? The waters that the Lord used to judge them. That is our national slogan, friends, for those, again, that did not know. Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And it's extracted from Scripture. And as I might remind you, nowhere can you find in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, friends, where we're commanded by God to bow the knee to a tyrant. You cannot find it. Regardless of what the modern-day hireling tells you concerning Romans 13, friends, who ordained the powers? Who established the powers? And if you go to Romans 12:21, you will see clearly the church's position. But that's what they always take out of context to fit their narrative to get you to submit to what? The corruption in this country. And keep in mind, Article 6, Section 2 is the Supremacy Clause in the United States of America. We have no king but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that established that moral law through who? Moses. It's called common law, okay? And everybody bows to that law, regardless if they like to do it or not. And at the end of the day, we all know how it ends. Every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you're with me so far. But what I want you to hear is when you think about in the Declaration of Independence, it starts out when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God, Scripture, friends, right? These are Scripture. And entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. This is what our forefathers established over 244 years ago, because they would not be ruled by a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. And folks, this is the history of mankind. Okay? Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Three quarters of this documentation, as I've highlighted 150 times on this show, is our forefathers showing you the usurpations of a king that would not be ruled by God. They said no to him as they made an appeal to what the supreme judge of the world to throw off the tyrant here on this earth. Talking about his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Oh my goodness, folks, we're going to get to it, and I'm going to give you example after example. Be right back. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, really? Pneumococcal. Pneumococcal. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. Listen, I was just highlighting during the last segment here the Declaration of Independence. Most people don't know what it says, because they're not grateful for the freedoms in which they have, because if they were grateful, you wouldn't have to try to tell them what it is that they should read out of gratitude, right? To whom much is forgiven, much is required, and to who's been forgiven much, loves much. And, you know, the list goes on when I can equate this, different branches on the same topic, friends. But the fact of the matter is, when you read the Declaration of Independence, I sit there and I read this, and I'm just thinking, oh, my goodness. Three-quarters of this documentation is what our forefathers told us that they were not going to put up with. And four different times they made what? An appeal to what? The supreme judge of the world. Oh, my goodness. Our certain unalienable rights, they came from our Creator and the laws of nature and nature's God. And oh, my goodness, this is just insane, friends. Oh, my goodness. So they made an appeal to God and to empower them to deal with the corruption on this earth. And is that the will of the Lord? Well, of course it is, friends. Read Scripture, you know, that His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And here it is. They wouldn't put up with the corruptions that their posterity is putting up with today. Read it for yourself. Oh, and by the way, it's my understanding the feds don't like when people take the time to read their founding documents to them. I don't care what the feds like. They swore to uphold the Constitution as well. There's a whole lot of treachery taking place in this country. Unfaithful in their oaths, right? Deuteronomy 23:23. Maybe they should read that, because they're going to answer to God for everything that they do and for everything that they don't do. Bottom line, I could care less if they like it or not, period. But anyways, I just thought I'd start with that. That's absolutely amazing to me that most people don't even know that three-quarters of the documentation, the Declaration of Independence, is what our forefathers threw off concerning tyranny. Anybody ever heard of the Battle of Athens? This happened in 1946. How a group of World War II veterans armed themselves and took a corrupt local government and a sheriff's department in 1946. There's actually a movie out on this. Anybody know your history here? I mean, folks, the Bill of Rights was created to protect what? Citizens from potential abuses committed by their government. The Second Amendment was created to provide a means for those citizens to defend themselves. And what is the federal government and state governments trying to do today, friends? They're trying to incrementally strip your God-given rights away from you. And for those that did not know, I just thought I'd share this with you as well. The first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, he had over 55 new unconstitutional policies that stand in antithetical contrast to the U.S. Constitution, namely the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. He had 55 new legislative acts there to strip away the American people from owning or having the right to bear arms. Is that crazy? Most people didn't know that neither. But that's what you have me for. That's what we do here, friends, is we cross everything that comes across the mainstream media, even grassroots level. Many times, friends, we have to dig in a little bit deeper to find more information that was being withheld. Many times we find that they're incorrect as well. But again, what I'm doing right now is I'm highlighting the fact that, friends, back in 1946, this being in Tennessee, McMinn County, okay, the Battle of Athens is what it was called. This is in America. It was fought between a gang of corrupt local law enforcement officers and some fed-up local GIs who refused to be pushed around by the corrupt in power. Don't we have a right to do that today? Yeah. What happens when you do it? Well, like, we can look over at our friend James O'Keefe and a couple of his subordinates. What's happening to them, friends? They're being raided by the FBI for exposing corruption within side of the system of corruption today. Did anybody pay attention to what's been going on here over the last week and a half? Do you understand what's going on here, friends? Oh, but don't be disheartened, friends. Don't be disheartened. You can only oppress a people for so long. Let me say it again. You can only oppress a people for so long, okay? What I'm talking about right now is just a little history in America. Back in 1946, a bunch of World War II veterans came home to find out that their local government was completely corrupt. And what did they do? They lawfully threw them off. They lawfully threw them off. And it's a point in our history, friends, where no one can deny the facts as to who was right and who was wrong. You know, isn't it interesting that we see and we hear all day through the mainstream media about how everybody else is corrupt in this country, except the corrupt politicians and the corrupt agencies that they have created? Anybody sick and tired of all that yet? I am too. And that's exactly why I'm highlighting the very things that I'm highlighting today. Y'all heard of Oliver Cromwell? Let me go back into the 1600s. Oliver Cromwell was a political and military leader in the 17th century of England who served as Lord Protector or head of the state of the Commonwealth of England, Scotland, and Ireland for a five-year period until his death in 1658. Okay? Cromwell was known for being ruthless in battle, and he twice led successful efforts to remove the British monarch from power. Let me tell you why he wanted to remove the British monarch from power. And he's talking about King Charles that was in power that would not be ruled by God, who wanted to be a law unto himself. He was a despot. Okay? That means he doesn't want to be ruled by God. Though he claimed that he was, he doesn't want to be ruled by a constitution. He doesn't want to be led by Parliament during that particular time in history. Parliament was the Congress. The Congress was the voice of the people, the way Congress today in America is supposed to be the voice of the people. Cromwell had it with this king. And why did Cromwell have it with King Charles? Because King Charles kept throwing off the Parliament. He kept throwing off the voice of the people because he wanted to bear rule by any means necessary. Cromwell, by the way, a devout Puritan, he stuck to the Word of God, was particularly intolerant of injustice. And Cromwell was credited for helping to lead Great Britain towards a constitutional government. And for those that, again, didn't understand the history of Cromwell and King Charles, do remember that Cromwell gave him every chance under the sun to right the wrongs. But what did the king continuously do? Every time he offered him mercy, he would turn and commit the act of treason against his own people. And he did this in the face of an Oliver Cromwell who was intolerant of injustice. In other words, he understood the heart of God. In other words, friends, he was going to have no injustice because he understood that justice was a mercy to the innocent to bring judgments upon the heads of the wicked. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm sharing with you even now. Folks, what are we talking about right now? History teaches us that you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and deal with the corrupt. I just highlighted what took place in 1946 in Athens, Tennessee. When World War II vets came into play, friends, they came back home to see that their town was completely corrupted. And they dealt with the corruption. They threw off the corruption lawfully. Okay? And then now I'm bringing it over to, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, Oliver Cromwell, who would not allow the injustice of the king to continuously be used to suppress his people. He stood up on the behalf of his people in warring off face to face, facing off with who? The corrupt king. Okay? This is the history of men. Now, after seeing that King Charles I continuously dissolved the parliament, again, the people, the voice of the people, the representatives, and was preparing war against his political opposition with his own country, do you guys understand what I just said? This corrupt king that was not tolerated by Oliver Cromwell was, in fact, cognizant. He was aware of the fact that this corrupt king was making an appeal to foreign countries to help him throw off his own people in his own country. That's called treason. And we are neck deep in it in federal government, and we are neck deep up in it in state governments today, Americans. Do we all understand what's going on here? And if we look at the Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, calls it treason. And we, when we begin to see treason, we must begin to understand that these treasonous individuals like that of Joe Biden, Barack Hussein Obama, and others. By the way, Donald Trump was funding our sworn enemies with these omnibus bills over and over and over again from the very beginning to the very end of his incumbency. And we need to pay attention to the details, friends, because every single one of them has committed the act of treason against we the people. But the American people are still conditioned to sit down and do nothing about what's going on. Because if they do, they might send in agencies to, well, maybe perhaps harass the parents that are standing up for their children. Hey, folks, do you not understand that you're being gauged? Do you not understand that you're being conditioned? What is it that you're going to understand history? And if you want the result, then you're going to have to lawfully do it. And that means to fight the good fight of faith, regardless of who they are, because one is breaking the law and one is obeying the law. And in this particular case, what we see standing up all across the United States of America are the good people that are on the side of the law that are sick and tired of what? Lawlessness. And what are they doing? They're taking the proper steps, just like our forefathers did, just like our World War II vets did in Athens, just like Oliver Cromwell did. Hey, by the way, friends, by the end of 1648, King Charles was beheaded by Parliament and the people of England and that of Cromwell. They put an end to the injustice, and they did it publicly. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says an entire community is suffering after an horrific act of violence in Waukesha, Wisconsin. The president opening a White House event by talking about the terrible consequences of the deadly Christmas parade tragedy that left five people dead and more than 40 others injured.
The people of Waukesha were gathered to celebrate the start of a season of hope and togetherness and Thanksgiving. This morning, Jill and I and the entire Biden family, and I'm sure all of us, pray that that same spirit is going to embrace and lift up all the victims of this tragedy.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks and say they plan on charging him with multiple homicides. Brooks believed to be fleeing the area after a domestic disturbance. This is USA Radio News. AAA is predicting almost 53.5 million Americans will travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. Just what sort of weather should they expect as they hit the road?
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden is tapping Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell for a second term. Biden making it official during a White House ceremony and praising the Fed for its role in the economic recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so anybody want to weigh in on what's going on? I'm talking about your country. I mean, you all claim. I hear it all day long. Got a couple phone calls this morning. Bradley, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, I'm giving you the answers. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves are going to devour. And what are they doing? They're devouring. They're railroading over the top of the American people. And by the way, what I'm talking about right now is not mutiny. This isn't a rebellion against righteous authority. No, this is defiance against tyranny within. This is defiance towards those that will not be ruled by God, that will not uphold their sworn oaths against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Folks, I hope everybody's paying attention to this. Because Americans are sick and tired of being sick and tired, but apparently they're still not sick and tired enough of what's going on in their country, because they're still sitting back like a bunch of sheep saying, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Do you know your history? Have you taken your time? Have you taken your time to make the most out of your time in studying the past so the past doesn't repeat itself? Because when you go to the Archives Building in Washington, D.C., that's one of the first things you'll see inscribed on the walls. Study the past. Study the past. And if you don't study the past, you're not going to be able to prevent what's happened in the past. The best way to predict the future is to know the past and how to prevent tyranny. And the way to prevent tyranny is not to submit to it, to defy it, and to bring justice upon it, friends, where they fail to judge them within their own ranks. And you already know that they're not going to do that. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is desperate situations call for desperate times. If you're really, truly sick and tired of tyranny, then you are going to have to come together under God, and you're going to have to deal with it. That is the keeping of the commandments of God. I get to hear horror stories all day long. All day long we hear 24/7, friends, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, about how the corrupt are being busted for another crime and another crime, this happening day after day, week after week, month after month, and we're still hearing of the same crimes of the corrupt that have been exposed, Luke 12:2, for their crimes over the last 10, 20, 30, and 40 years in this country. Apparently the American people are still not sick and tired of the corruption. And by them sitting down and making themselves sheep to expect a different result is insane. It's insanity. It's insanity, to say the least. Here, let me give you a little history really quick. Going way back, I just gave you the history of Oliver Cromwell, who in fact beheaded a corrupt king named King Charles, who sought the aid of foreign enemies to war against his own people because he kept throwing off the voice of Parliament. This being back in the 1600s. Okay? Let's go way back, and I want to show you the history of tyrants. And it is sowing and reaping, because again, what we're talking about right now is you can oppress a people for so long before they finally stand up and lawfully, that's important here, lawfully deal with it. That there is no other prescription to bring about resolve in this country outside of lawful reformation. That means the American people must stand up lawfully and bring the corrupt to justice. Because they are doing everything within their powers, friends. They are kicking and screaming right now because they're afraid that people are waking up to such a degree that you can start to see them act out in such a fashion that they are today. And look what they're doing, friends. Look what they're doing to journalists. Look what they're doing to real reporters. Look what they're doing to innocent people throughout this country. And what do we hear all day long through the mainstream media? Well, we hear the acts of activist corrupt judges that need to be removed, regardless if they're in the Supreme Court or if they're in a lower court, friends. Article 3, Section 1 also applies Article 2, Section 4 and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. We hear of the corrupt acts of the corrupt. And this is going to go on and on, Psalm 12:8, until the people put a stop to it in obedience to God. Read Deuteronomy 4 when you get a moment. Common sense comes into play here. Let me go on to the next one. You guys all, this one is absolutely incredible. I'm going to play this audio video for you. This took place in 1989. And what happened here, friends, is I'm going to let it speak for itself, but I'm going to do my best to tee it up just a tad here for you. But it's absolutely interesting, friends, that there was a Soviet leader back in 1989 who oppressed the older generation, the parents of those that were now coming up under the same dictator. And what happened, friends, is the younger generation seen how that dictator and his wife oppressed their parents and their grandparents for decades. The new generation came about and they said, we are not going to put up with your corruptions. We seen what you did to grandpa and grandma. We seen what you did to our dad and our mother and how you treated them in such a totalitarian fashion. And by the way, you're beginning to see just the tip of this in America in a big way, in a different way. But what I want you to understand was a couple years prior to this, my in-laws just told me, because they've been to Romania several times, that they had friends that were called of the Lord to go into Romania and pray throughout all the counties and small towns throughout Romania. And he didn't understand why until 5 years later. And what happened 5 years later is this dictator wanted to go ahead and try it on a younger generation who would not be ruled by this tyrant, nor him or his wife. And what they did is, and it wasn't man-made. All of a sudden, people just began to rush into the center of the square concerning this little city. Well, it's not too little, but this city where people began to conglomerate. Unbeknownst to each other, they began to rush into the square to listen to this man. But what's more amazing, friends, is how they began to defy and stand up. And I'm going to do my best to go ahead and highlight what it is that if they fail to bring forth anything that I feel that needs to be brought forth, because I've watched a couple documentaries on this, I will bring it to light. But I want you to check this out for yourself. And here we go.
The unrest. 1989. In Transylvania.
You can only oppress the people for so long.
Laszlo Tokyesh, who's an outspoken critic of the government, refused to leave when the secret police came to arrest him. Several hundred churchgoers.
Listen carefully.
To stop them.
It's a short video.
I did not want to become a revolutionary, but step by step my attitude was radicalized because we had to speak out. He was a Stalinist type dictator. The Romanian system became more and more cruel. We were under a total control by the Securitate.
So what they did is they used the secret police, they used agencies, the way that the Gestapo was used, the way that the Red Terror Stalin used his secret police, the way that Mao Zedong used his secret police. You need to understand that in America, friends, many agencies have been unconstitutionally created after September 11th. I want to make sure you understand what's going on here. And we're seeing the Gestapo in America through the feds being used against the innocent because they want to browbeat them into submission. Okay? That's exactly what this dictator did, too, going back.
The Romanian Secret Service. Romanian economical life was disastrous. Misery, poverty. The church became a center of peaceful opposition. I did not make politics in the church. I only tried to express that we must obey God rather than men.
There you go. We must obey God rather than man.
Preacher. He was the first man they'd ever known who was prepared to stand up and challenge the Ceausescu dictatorship
Ceausescu.
And its deadly security network.
See, they would kill off any political opposition, friends.
Began to gather.
They would silence them. We see this right now through Big Tech.
Through my windows on the large crowd, sincerely to say, I was frightened of the probable consequences of their brave demonstration.
Now, just hang on a second, folks.
I remember.
It's only a 3-minute video.
Began to sing patriotic songs. To shout against the regime, liberty, liberty, down with Ceausescu. The army were very cruel.
They used the army against their own people.
About 50 people were killed in a day. That was the
their political opposition were killed.
Timișoara.
Which were, folks, we've been seeing that in a different way in America for a long time.
In very short time,
demonstrations began to pop up all over the place.
The neighboring cities.
You're seeing this already happen all over the world
Nicolae
right
Ceausescu
now.
Is fighting
America's just catching on to this.
In the only way he knows how, the violent suppression of any kind of protest.
In the morning of the 17th of December, we were taken by the Securitate in a very brutal way. It was clear for us that we are to be executed or imprisoned.
For speaking out
My
against the tyrants.
Was pregnant with our second child, our little daughter, which later on was born, I think was our angel in that time, and protected us when we were prepared for the worst.
Romanians went on an anti-Ceausescu rampage as the army joined the revolution.
See, this wasn't planned.
A little radio apparatus. And
people just had enough of it, and they rose up.
The Ceausescu couple is in run, and that the revolution broke out.
Frați români, am venit aici la
Romanian brothers,
we come here to the Romanian Broadcasting Company to tell you that the dictator has fallen.
Okay, so I'm going to highlight that when we come back on the other side, friends. It's important. And then I'm going to show you a little more history of how you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and put off the tyrants. In this particular case, friends, with Ceausescu, they actually took him and his wife and brutally murdered them on television to send the message to the next dictators that we're not putting up with it. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Social media platform, Sons of Liberty Media.com on the right side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Again, almost 200 comments here, friends, and no phone calls, and that's one social media platform. I know I'm dumping a lot of information, but I am curious to know your thoughts. We are in the last segment. I'm going to do my best to unload during that time. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you can add quickly to the conversation, 1-866-582-9933. Yes, exactly. You had a Richard Wurmbrand. That's exactly right. I mean, there's so many of them. You had over in Germany, you had none other than Bonhoeffer speaking out against what the evangelical said, Martin Niemöller, who was actually a pastor, who wrote a book after the genocide that took place in Hitler's time that came forward and told the people that Bonhoeffer was trying to stop the war as he was facing off with Hitler. Of course, they had to kill him. Martin Niemöller came out and said it was the evangelical church that actually put Hitler into power, but there's so much history, and it's interesting how it all starts. The rebellion started in this particular case from the church. Don't forget this, friends, from the church. If you look at our forefathers, it started from the Black Robe Regiments, the church, okay? That's what the history of the church entails as well. And it's the history, by the way, his-story has meaning. And we're talking about his-story and what he does in the process as time goes forward, okay? And what he teaches us. We must avail to the lessons that the Lord teaches us, friends, and these are just those. Before I get back to this really quick concerning the fall of Ceausescu and his wife. His wife was given titles. She couldn't even read. Okay, this is the woman that dictated over the people of Romania back during the 80s and 25 years prior. He was a total dictator. He was a cruel dictator. And I want to tell you how they controlled the people. You ready for this? They controlled the people through the media. Okay. Whenever Ceausescu got up and spoke, they would have their actors with smiles on their faces, clapping to everything that he had to say. And guess what? The cameraman knew exactly where they were in every crowd. Why? Because they were all appointed, because the people at home that were watching television thought everybody was in support of Ceausescu, when in fact, if they communicated with one another, hello, America, right? Everybody's saying, let's go, Brandon. You know what? The fact of the matter is we're all saying the same things. Why is that criminal still in the People's White House? And why is it that none of your said representatives have drawn up the articles of impeachment to have him removed and prosecuted for treason against we the people? See, folks, if you just let this go, it's going to fester and it's going to get worse. And you're adding strength to tyranny and you're encouraging the next guy to do more. And that's why I said, read Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to continue on until we submit to the King of Glory and do his biddings, his commandments. They're not suggestions. They're commandments, friends. Okay? So let me get back to this. I want you to see this in duration. And I want you to understand there's video out there. It's pretty gruesome. But what they did is they had a they set up a little court really quick. And within an hour, they already pronounced their doom. And this is all on video. And what's also interesting to note is before they even, right when they walked out the door, they were supposed to give him a certain amount of time before they actually executed him. But the minute that Ceausescu and his wife walked out the door, the machine gunners just shot him dead right on the spot. So there was zero tolerance for these two to continuously reign over the people any longer. So the history of man is that you can only oppress them for so long. And we're seeing a lot of that in America today. A lot of that in America today. You know, I got one question for the bad guys. What are you going to do when all of these people, because it's coming to the light, there's more information coming out on Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci from Robert Kennedy Jr. concerning the crimes and the past crimes of these two and crimes against humanity and what it is that they mean to do in their agenda. What's going to happen when family members start seeing someone in their family fall over dead and you get to the wrong family? What are you going to do then? Because now what you're doing is you're creating enemies that you don't want. But again, you're going to have to learn the hard way just like everybody else is going to if you don't learn the lesson first and foremost. But let me get back to this again, the fall of Ceausescu, and here we go.
To let you know that the country is free.
Okay, they at this point assassinated both of them. They took off in a helicopter, by the way, and they chased them down.
The Ceausescu's panicked and made their escape by helicopter.
See this? They thought they got away.
It was a wonder, and we considered the gift of God on Christmas.
See, look at the people rejoicing that he was no longer.
It was
the most joyful day in our whole lives.
In our full life.
Yeah, how many people put up with the oppressors? Yep, Nikolai and Alina Ceausescu were executed by firing squad on December 25th, 1989. So anyways, you've seen that, and what we're talking about today, friends, is desperate situations call for desperate measures, okay? If you don't let the bad guys feel your steel, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing. Now, this is what I want to highlight. A lot of people are saying, well, wait a second. There's a lot of people all over the globe that are submitting to what's going on. You know what? One country that I think of is Australia. Now, let me ask you the question. Who told you that? Last week, I played this really short video of this quack this tyrant wannabe who thought he was going to go ahead and at will just start calling the shots as to the fact that you could no longer take off your mask if you wanted to take a drink. I kid you negative. Okay? And at the end of the day, how did that work out for him? It didn't work out well for him because the people in Australia, what did they do? In Melbourne, namely, they went through the streets pulling the gallows with a rope hanging, sending the message to tyrants, you're not going to go much further than what you've already gone. Okay? Okay, now some will say, well, Bradley, that's pretty extreme. And again, friends, this isn't mutiny. This is dealing with their oppressors. And it's exactly what this is. And you're going to see it here, too. And the mainstream media is going to try to spin it with their little useful idiots and their spin doctors. That can you believe what these bad right-wingers did to these really good guys in office that have been oppressing us, stealing our money, killing innocent people, creating wars, and the list goes on? That's what they'll try to do. This is what they do all day. You've seen it with the whole Rittenhouse case, friends, in Wisconsin. By the way, they're going to be sued for defamation big time, and rightfully so. At least they should be thrown in jail for the defamation that they brought on that young man for defending himself. And that was an indictment on the American people, especially the 300 million people that own guns. Just so you know. Do you understand? They're out for you and your God-given rights. They're out to genocide you. And the people in Australia all the well know this. Well, you might say, Bradley, that's a little extreme. Yeah, it really is a little extreme, but also consider the people that I'm highlighting right now that are committing the genocide are also the ones that have been advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb for a long, long time, and you haven't put the two and two together yet? Yes, that's pretty extreme. Why have you tolerated it? Especially those that call themselves Christians. When God hates hands that shed innocent blood, the very Lord and God of our Lord Jesus Christ that said, thou shalt not kill. Why have you allowed them to kill? Yeah, it is pretty extreme. And point the finger at those that are extreme. They're extreme in their crimes against God and man. You're extreme in your tolerance for them, and you deserve what you get if you sit there and allow them to continuously do it. Now, I want to show you what happened in Australia, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, because I want you to see they're not putting up with it, and I want you to see the police there in Australia that have finally come to their senses and said, no longer will we do the biddings of the tyrants in Australia any longer. You ready for this? Be encouraged, friends. Be encouraged under God. These are the cops that are basically throwing up their hands in surrender and joining the people in protest against tyranny in Australia.
And finally, the police have joined the people.
Finally, the police have joined the people, said he. Yeah, they're smart cops. Now they're doing their job.
They've capitulated, and they've joined the people.
They're joining the people.
Daniel Andrews, they've capitulated to the people. Well done. Well done.
So now they're on the right side of the fence, friends.
They're
on the right side of the fence, friends. These are the people that are now doing their job. And if you're a police officer in this country or you're a part of an agency, you better understand what your oath declares. Because the minute you leave that oath and you take to the side of a tyrant that is ruling lawlessly as a demigod, a law unto himself, you have now become an agent of the state. What I'm doing right now is what your government should be doing. What I'm doing right now is playing good government, because we, the people, are the government in this country. And I'm here to remind all the representatives, all the governors, and all the mayors that have violated their oath, you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and say, we tried to tell you. Enough is enough of what's going on here. And friends, what are they doing? They're still pushing a little bit harder. So I'm saying, America, stand up. Let these criminals feel your steel. And consider the source as to who we're talking about. Yes, they are extreme. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.